Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. At the end of EB's entertainment page, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium. The date of the event, Monday, June 2nd. So keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up soon.
You know, I was telling the boys, I'm definitely feeling a buzz, more of a buzz this week than I have in the last few weeks. This
Four.
Is a big game.
Commanders?
I
thought there was a huge buzz last week.
I just feel like in a sense that from our audience, we're more interactive. We're just touching the nerve more. I just feel a vibe. I feel like our audience is larger right now. And people are texting me all these different bars to go to. I got a guy says that Moonrunners in Raleigh is the Commanders bar.
Uh-huh. So if you want to be out amongst the people, you could hit Moonrunners.
So my buddy Mike, the Ozempic guy, he's saying we could go there and his daughter could drive us because, you know, she's old enough to drive. So I would investigate that. Then I got Alan says he's a longtime listener from back in HFS. He's inviting me to his house in Raleigh.
In Raleigh.
He says
I know you ain't doing that.
90-inch TV, fully stocked bourbon bar, Restoration Hardware. I love Restoration Hardware. That's legit for me.
It's expensive.
It is. It's a great place. I mean, expensive for me. But, you know, I'm not going to go to a dude's house.
Yeah, that's not your thing.
I might end up passed out. You might want to have sex with me or something.
You'll
be chained next to the 90-inch TV.
Yeah. You were asking earlier about people going to Detroit. I don't know how he does it, man. Our pal Big Keith, who calls in from time to time, texts me. He goes to all the home games. He went to Tampa last week. He's going to Detroit.
Jeez.
He said he paid $145 for a parking pass.
Wow.
That's the in parking. Tampa. He didn't say how much he paid for the tickets.
Is he a retired guy? What was his gig?
I'm not even sure.
He used to be a bus driver? Am I getting him mixed up with somebody else?
I don't think Big Keith was the bus driver.
Okay, I'm getting him mixed up with somebody else.
I remember the bus driver, but I can't remember his
name. From like Colonial Beach or something, a long-time listener.
Yeah, the real deep voice.
Yes.
No, Keith is from Colonial Beach.
Does he have a real deep voice?
I don't know. Maybe the same person.
I think it's the same guy, then.
Could be wrong.
I don't know. I haven't asked him about his profession for years.
Seriously.
He bought a TV off me like 13 years ago for like $100.
$145 for a parking pass. I'm sorry. That's criminal. That's a crazy price. Now, I understand people are going to pay it. Sometimes for Nats games around here, you see parking garages charging like 50, 60, 65 bucks. And that's exorbitant. That's almost triple that. I mean, that's a crazy number.
Why would you even need a parking pass if you're visiting a city and the stadium is in downtown?
Rent a car. I don't know if you rent a car.
Uber?
I don't know.
Most people Uber in a situation like that.
Taxi?
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
Public transportation?
I mean, book a hotel and actually walk to the stadium. Like, that's doable.
I don't know. He had pretty good seats at the Tampa game. He's all in. All in on this run.
Let's go to Scott in Annandale. Scott, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Yeah, all this talk about bringing the other Junks on the bandwagon. You know, we got Cakes, but I think he needs to be audited. You know, there's
so
too many
to pass like a series of tests.
Oh yeah. Look, there's a long list, right? He's an admitted shoplifter, right? I mean, way too cavalier admitting that. He's diminishing property values in his neighborhood willingly with, you know, trash strewn everywhere, whatever it may be. Neighbor Kevin, is this guy even real? That seems very suspect.
It's very real. He just replaced my, what's the thing called? Oh, garbage disposal under my sink.
All right.
He's a very real person.
Who hangs out at casinos all the time? Very, very seedy characters hang out at casinos. Another red flag right there.
Right.
The other day we found out he's fighting young girls as a young man. What? Come on.
Okay, that's elementary school. I was defending myself. I was not the aggressor. I can't believe I'm defending myself.
She was bullying
45
cakes.
45 years later.
Well, she was bullying cakes for a good reason, probably.
By the way,
she knew all these character red flags were going to be a lifelong thing for him.
Scott and Annadale, let me just counter.
Scotty.
You're a Commanders fan. The Commanders have been, they have been the dregs of the earth, of the NFL, for 30 years. There are no barriers to entry to wrap your arms around this team. So you may see some red flags, but
you got me there.
You should be welcoming anybody that wants to come to your party to come to the party.
Would you change
you shouldn't
your
be so exclusive?
Scott, would you change your Raiders lamp out for a Commanders lamp?
Sure, I would do that.
Scott, where's your watch party on Saturday?
In my basement, yelling at all the girls to stay upstairs.
Right. Oh, so you want to watch by yourself?
That's how I usually do. I'm miserable. I suffer from what do they call it? Stockholm syndrome, where you fall in love with your captor.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure like how I feel without Dan Snyder.
No, you should be welcoming.
You know, I became so.
No, but you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're waiting for disaster at every turn. I get it.
Yes, PTSD.
Yeah, I'm not happy. It's like a little out of body experience. But I'm waiting for it to be miserable again.
Yeah.
But don't
just enjoy the nice things. You have a nice thing
in
now.
The 80s, I can honestly say this. In the 80s, I used to expect to win every week.
Yeah.
From like once Gibbs got going.
Right.
I literally watch a game every week, and I mean, it's preposterous to lose.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But, you know, we were young and silly then. We played sports.
I know.
Now this is all we have, and, you know.
It's a good point.
Don't you feel...
You could be old and silly.
I could see like a Detroit...
No, you can't be old and silly.
A Detroit Lion fan would feel differently, I think, because they went to the NFC Championship last year. But
I know. God, imagine if the Commanders go in there and ruin all of their.
Oh,
you know,
it'd be great. Oh, I'd love God. It.
But even if Washington,
suffering as a sports fan, you know, you know, I guess that's my only redeeming quality is that I commiserate with other people who suffer in the same way. And so
but I don't know if you're going to be. I don't know if you're going to feel like it's suffering if they lose to Detroit because
it's been a great season.
It's been such a great season that you didn't expect, and the accomplishments of a rookie quarterback and a new coaching staff, and then you're going to feel so good about next year.
You're not going to punch a hole in the wall or anything. But
you shouldn't be talking about me. We were supposed to audit Cakes here.
You audited him.
What is your point with Cakes? You don't believe he's a fan, right?
No. Somebody was talking about bringing the other junks on board.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying we need to be cautious. We need to, we haven't even fully audited Cakes yet. So.
It's hard to do that. Okay.
He needs to be more vetted.
No
is what you're
audit,
saying.
No vetting necessary.
Yeah.
If you want to show up and be a Commanders fan, you're a Commanders fan. In my opinion.
Your money metal Cakes, man. We'll take you. Your money metal Cakes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
There shouldn't be a level of elitism or snobbery when it comes to people who are currently Commanders fans about bringing in other Commanders
fans. I agree. It should be an open, like, if you want to root for them, root for them. To me, the more the merrier. I like it.
Let me tell you. So. This happened with the Ravens. So Lamar became like the face of the NFL. Right. Everyone got all excited for his exciting plays. And so people became Ravens fans because of Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't like them?
Well, deep down, they're not Ravens fans. They're Lamar fans. So like if Lamar got traded to the Raiders tomorrow, they would be Raiders fans. Mm. So it's almost like being president. Right, you have to be a natural born citizen to be president of the United States.
They're not really natural born
citizens of Flock Nation.
Okay. I know. I see what you're saying, but I don't know if that's really true. I think
I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen with Jaden.
Percentage. It will happen.
No. It's gonna happen with Jaden. He's taking the league by storm.
Yeah.
And people nowadays they fall in love with players, not necessarily teams.
That's true. But I think that like. If you've watched Lamar for 4 or 5 years, there's no question about it. People like the Ravens because Lamar's fun to watch. But if you've watched him now for 4 or 5 years, you've also now become a fan of the team. And if he leaves, you're not going to just leave.
No. I think you're entirely wrong about that. You're having people become fans of players more so than teams. It happens in the NBA,
it's kind of
matriculating into the NFL. And you're going to start seeing it with Jaden because he's a very popular, very charismatic player.
Yeah.
You're going to have people hopping on.
I'm not going to give them a quiz to see why they like the team.
No, you're, I'm telling you, you're going to notice it.
I'm not as judgy on fans. I remember he did this, was upset that I said that I'm an Orioles fan. I am an Orioles fan. He's, well, you don't know their middle reliever.
Well, you know why you're not watching 160 games during the season.
Yeah, so what? If you say you're a fan of team, you're a fan of team. Who cares? There's different levels. You can be a certain level.
I know, and my level is much higher than your level.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I know. I'm good. I'm glad you acknowledged it.
I don't know why you're upset.
I'm just saying you're not on my tier. You're not on my tier.
Or
you're not on my tier.
Okay.
Just like Brendan's not on my tier as a or not Brendan, sorry. Why am I forgetting your son's name?
Brendan is one of his son's names.
No. Dylan? Dylan. Yeah, I'm thinking of Dylan. Oh. Just like Dylan's not on my tier as a Ravens fan.
Okay. I don't think he would be upset with that.
I know.
Cares?
Well, I'm just
saying. You said, I'm sorry, I blocked
Dylan's
it out.
A Ravens
you said
fan
that Dylan's
now?
Yeah,
more isn't
of a
Dylan
Ravens
a Ravens fan?
Commanders?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, that's interesting. That kind of irks me a little bit.
Well, what do you say? I mean, his dad roots for the Colts.
Are
My
dad
surprised?
Died 18 years ago. Dylan has been a vagabond.
He was an
Eagles fan for a while, like when he was like 5 or 6. Remember, I took him to an Eagles game. We went to Philly. And then I think because of Lamar Jackson, and I think a lot of his friends, there are more people probably at his high school that are Ravens fans than Commanders fans.
I'm going to say this at the risk of offending you, but kind of tongue-in-cheek, but kind of. I feel like it's a failure as a parent that... I feel like it's a failure that you can do that. Like my kids, I'd kill them if they weren't.
I know, but yeah, but you're a huge fan. He was never a fan.
If my kids weren't Skins fans, I'd kill them.
I know, but he was never a Skins fan.
They have to
be. It was
a
different environment growing up in your house.
They know that. They have to be Skins fans, Caps fans. They might be bigger than me. That's raising your kids right.
So, Drabby, I've got to. I'm not going to lay the 9.5 or 10 points with the Lions because it doesn't make any sense.
Right. That's a lot. It's a lot of lumber.
Because I'm doing the emotional hedge. I want Washington to win. So, if I laid the 9.5 and they win by 7, well, it's a lost cause. So, I got a money line parlay it. The only other team that I really feel good about it is Kansas City. So, Kansas City and Detroit money line parlay.
What is that? Minus
250 pays 117.
Nubs. Why
not a great payout?
Just do a touchdown prop.
Once you throw the Eagles in there, make it a 3-gamer.
No, because a touchdown prop, you could lose that and Detroit wins and you're losing all the way around. I'd have to put Detroit in a money line parlay. That's the whole point of the emotional hedge.
All right, let me go real quick to Steve and Raleigh.
So does Kansas City...
I don't understand. Kansas City could lose.
That's what I'm saying. Kansas City could lose and I'd be effed. Yeah, I'm saying I have to have a parlay to make the payout a little bit better.
Right. You got to tweak it.
Aren't you following what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why don't you just do it even though if the payout ain't that great? It's not worth it.
Bet 500 to win 100? I'm not...
I don't like that. Those odds.
Bet 100 to win 25. 25 won't make you happy?
No, it's...
I get sized for 25. All right, let's go to Steve in Raleigh. He said, oops, I'm sorry. Wrong. I'm an idiot. Press the wrong line. Steve!
Steven's
hey, fellas.
Hello,
love
Steven.
You guys. Been
Thanks,
listening
man.
For 20 years.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I moved down to Raleigh during COVID. I've got a 4-bedroom Airbnb at 3 baths I can hook you with, Eric, if you're interested. I listen to podcasts, so I haven't been able to call in.
He's already got a hotel lined up.
He's already got his hotel.
Yeah, but hold on. He might have a sillier spot.
No, we need a broadcast spot for
Ooh,
Bickle.
That's a good point.
So how far are you from like the convention center?
Eight minutes from downtown.
It's pretty good. That's pretty central.
I've been there a million times. There's not like traffic down there. You know what I mean? It's a joke.
No, there's no traffic. Yeah. It doesn't exist here.
But you know what? I don't get good phone signal down there.
Dude, people complain about the traffic, and I'm like, you clearly have.
You people are insane.
Dude, did you have something wrong with like your like AT&T or like your 5G or something? Because I was driving around there last time in that Holly Springs area. I had no signal.
They've got no G.
I don't know what's going on. You have issues with that?
Holly Springs is nubs. It's the Ashburn of.
He's joking. You're catching some traffic.
So is it a little bit too out in the boonies? Yeah. You know,
data centers all over.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes away from downtown.
So right. So I've stayed before. I mean, I don't know it that well, but I've stayed there, you know, a half dozen times. Mm-hmm. Like where that minor league park is and that Valvano's restaurant. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's Durham though.
I think that's Durham. I think that's Durham.
That's Durham.
But you guys are all near each other.
Durham's actually cool.
Yeah, Raleigh, Durham. Yeah.
Yeah.
But but that's far from the convention center. I can send you a link to the Airbnb. Nobody's in it for the weekend, so you let me know what you want to do.
Why? So hold on, hold on, because especially if I could cancel and save some dough on the hotel.
Oh yeah.
But hold on, are you? Is it nice?
Oh yeah, it's real nice, man. It's beautiful. I'll send it to you. I got an 86-inch like media room type setup in the basement.
What about it sounds nice. Wonderful. Hey, yeah, do you have tall ceilings? How big are your ceilings? Maybe I'll bring my.
This off your freebie.
I'll bring my mat and my net, and I'll hit balls in the basement or something.
You're gonna bring a portable.
You're gonna swing baseball.
Put Pro V1s through his drywall.
I'll pay for any damages.
I mean, if I were him, I'd hang up immediately.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Stay on hold.
Steve,
I'll have to have this. Sounds like I need you to sign a waiver.
Hey, Steve, do you have, seriously, is it available through Monday? Like, because I'm going to be there Monday.
Monday night? Or are you going to be?
I'm out Monday night, heading home.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
All right, stay on hold.
Do you have an undulating green in your basement?
Like the
EGF. Dude, you could save, like, I don't know. $1,000
Yeah, you don't have like cameras in the toilet.
I don't know how that stuff works. So my wife she does all that stuff. I don't know how that works.
What do you mean?
Can I cancel it already?
Well, you need like a 24-hour notice.
You better act on
today's
it quick.
What Thursday?
Yeah, you can still do it because probably check in probably tomorrow at 11.
Get on with the quickness.
Yeah, you can probably cancel the last two nights.
It's not being very like teamy. If I'm staying away in my bougie Airbnb and everyone else is there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Who cares?
I got to think about it. Thank you, Steve.
Very nice. Very nice offer.
All right,
caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium Monday, June 2nd is the date of the concert. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You score a free pair. We'll be right back. Are you guys aware that the art of office small talk apparently is dying out because younger workers feel more comfortable communicating
on their phones?
Online?
Of course. I'm not surprised.
This number's kind of jumped out at me. A poll of 2,000 employed adults found that 74% struggle to make light conversation with coworkers in the kitchen, or I kind of agree with this one, or in the elevator. Like, to me,
they don't know what to say.
Yeah, they just
don't know how to hold a conversation.
They're just used to texting and not communicating face to face. To me, an elevator is a place where you speak if you're spoken to. Like, I go into an elevator unless I know the people that I'm in the elevator with.
I'm never talking to anybody.
You nod to them though. You give them a nod.
I may acknowledge them, but there's very little contact or conversation.
Kinks is a nice guy, but he's not always going to be a small talker. I don't remember who was here.
He ain't that social.
He had a random show up at his table. Now, the guy was probably special needs. He didn't even utter a word. Instead, he took a picture for Twitter.
Because I was.
That's what Kinks will do.
I was so thrown by the fact that he would just choose to come and sit directly across from me at my table, a two-top table, when there were 40 empty seats in the
restaurant. I understand, but I would have just said, how you doing?
I was shook.
I would have at least said three words.
Oh, I said nothing.
How you doing?
I just stared off into the distance and snuck a photo. Well,
JP will talk to anybody anytime.
I know.
If a random just sat down next to you at a table, you would say something.
Yeah, I would say hello.
Right.
But I don't know if I would hold a conversation.
Here's what I should have said. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Why are you sitting at my table?
Yeah, but this isn't a random. This is a coworker.
I understand.
Like, this is someone you have.
If I know somebody,
somewhat of a relationship with.
If I step into an elevator and I know somebody, of course I would say hello or acknowledge them. But if I step into an elevator with a stranger, I'm not saying there's not a peep coming out of my mouth.
Nobody here would.
I wouldn't think.
Eric wouldn't. JP.
What? In an elevator?
You wouldn't say anything to him. You might say hello, but you're not going to have a conversation.
Give me the scenario of the elevator.
Here's a perfect example. Okay,
is it an empty elevator or is it 15 people?
No. I'm at MGM National Harbor. Say I'm staying on the 20th floor.
Yeah.
Elevator comes and somebody's in the elevator already.
Yeah.
I walk in. Maybe there's eye contact.
Yeah.
But I go to the furthest space in the elevator away from said them. Person.
Right.
And then I just ride the elevator down.
I'll say, hey, can you hit number two?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you would say.
People do that all the time. They'll say, we're coming in together.
But you wouldn't say.
No, but they'll come in together, and I'll be the first one at the button, and I'll go, what floor are you going to, sir?
Right.
Or that's different that? Than. But you wouldn't say, "Hey, how you doing? How's your trip?"
That's a common courtesy.
Do you like the hotel?
How do you know to do that?
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I get in the elevator.
You make them reach around you.
17, and I go, "Before you go,
because when
sir?
I walk into an elevator, I don't have to ask somebody to do something for me. I walk in, I scan my card, and I press my
Yeah, but
floor.
If they're standing in front of where the buttons are,
then I reach in front of them and I.
All right,
I
but this is a different
button.
Topic. This is a discussion. This is actually having a discussion. Yeah, with
I'm not surprised. I know about 3 years ago, I was with my son, and he walked by a kid that I knew from soccer when he was like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. Now they're like 9th graders, right? And neither of them said hello to each other. I'm like, they got to know each other. And then afterwards I asked him, I was like, do you take any classes with him? And they didn't take any classes, but he knew the kid's name. And then that father sent me a text. He's like, I apologize. My kid didn't say hello to your kid. But neither of them said hello. Yeah. And they're essentially schoolmates.
Right.
That's a big school of like 2,000 kids. Now, you might not have classes with them, but I figure you just do a nod. What's up?
Especially if I know the person's name here at Odyssey in the kitchen, I'll make small talk. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Roger talks to me every time I go in. And 80% of the conversations are about him going to the transmitter.
Right.
So we're going to the tower.
But the point of the story is that the younger generation is going to have less of that.
Sure.
Because everything is social media.
Right.
We've seen it now. I mean, cell phones have been around for 2 decades. Mm-hmm. But you'll see, I always see it more with girls, but you'll see a group of girls sitting down at dinner, and every one of them are on the phone. Right. Like their girlfriend's going out to dinner
guys
on a Saturday night.
Guys do it too. Kind of everybody does it.
Some.
No, even like boys. I'm telling you. Like I see my son and his boys. They hang out. They're drinking, but they're also on their phones.
They're not talking to each other.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, they do everything. A little both.
Yeah,
a little both.
It's less interaction.
But you know what could help fill the void here at Odyssey? Something has happened in the last 2 days. Have you guys noticed?
Yes. They're coming in one more day. Or is this something different?
Music in the kitchen and now in the bathroom from 94.7 The Drive.
But why are they doing that?
So instead of Drabby having to listen to the new employee make too much noise in the bathroom, now he can listen to Simple Minds and Hall & Oates.
I do like
Duran,
that,
Duran.
Adding the music.
Yeah, I kind of like it, too.
Why did they do that? What did they have on it before? So in the bathroom, they had nothing.
They had Zippy.
All right, but what about in the kitchen?
There was just the TV. The TVs were on all the time.
Sometimes you would hear a station back in the day, I think
this is an edict handed down from Ivy, from the both.
She wants to hear The Drive? Why not? Now I'm jealous. Now I'm bitter. How come we're fans?
The Junkies were on yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, is it rotated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
PGC tomorrow.
Sure.
Zoll the next day.
Oh, this is an edict from Ivy. Ivy's throwing down the hammer.
That's what I heard. I mean, I don't have confirmation
on that. I have no idea if it's Ivy, but you can't have a problem with a radio station playing
your product.
I have no problem with it. Yeah. But I think it's hilarious. But I'm just saying, it's interesting. That's an edict from the boss.
Nobody knows. It's just coming through the speakers.
Something I heard secondhand.
Probably just somebody hit a switch.
Roger.
Somebody hit a switch.
I almost knocked Roger over walking into the bathroom because I had like my head down and he's in there fiddling with the speaker on his ladder.
Right.
I almost bowled over.
Let me tell you this story real quick. So, again, I was at the rehab center. I kind of talked about it in the first segment if you want to hear about it. A lot of drama, a lot of stuff going on, but we'll get through it. And after all my struggles with the healthcare people there, we went back and forth and,
struggling.
You know, hissed and made up, and we're making the best of the situation. My mom said, hey, can you go heat up this food? It's been sitting there for a long time. So I go down. It's a long walk down the hallway to the microwave, okay? And as I'm walking there, in the little kitchen area, and again, it's a rehab facility, and so you have people of all various levels of everything. You have like some just, and I've worked in a nursing home for 2 years, so I've seen it all. I know the deal, but I haven't been there in a long time, you know. And I worked in the dementia unit. I worked in the Alzheimer's unit, so I've seen everything. Literally, seen a woman just take her pants down, take a dump on a chair because she thought it was a toilet. Like I've seen it all. Okay,
sounds like Cakester in college,
right?
I was strictly number one.
Okay. But I had just gone through this kind of confrontation I had with the healthcare people. And then I was just going down to walk into the microwave and I got caught off guard. There were like a couple people sitting there in the main area in their like wheelchairs, having lunch. They weren't talking. They looked like they were out of it. But then there was another woman. She was in a chair and she said, sir, sir, sir. And, you know, I just, you know, and I think you guys might react the same way, similar people. I said, yeah. She says, come here. She goes, oh, thank God. Because, like, everyone was ignoring her. And I said, what do you need? She goes, can you help me get out of this chair? I got to get out of here. I go, I don't know if I can do that. You might be a fall risk. And then she kind of got me for a second. She showed me her wrist. She said, because, you know, you wear a bracelet if you're a fall risk. She said, no, I ain't no fall risk. And she showed me her wrist. And she said, I might be a stupid risk, but I'm not a fall risk. And I said, okay.
She had a nice sense of humor.
She said, can you help me just get up? I just can't get up. And she said, and I started doing it. And then somebody I started thinking. No, nobody yelled at me. I just started using my own brain. And I go, what are you doing, stupid? You don't know this woman. She could be crazy. She could have had a fall risk and ripped it. Like, you can't do this.
Yeah.
So as I was starting to help her get out of the thing, I said, you know what? I got my bearings again, realized where I was. I said,
Let me find a nurse.
I can't do this. You might fall or you might, I can't be responsible. And then I said, please forgive me. And she said she understood. And then I went and I did my microwave about the food. And then I came back 10 minutes later and she was still screaming and the nurses are just walking by her, ignoring her. So she probably, I'm not blaming the nurses. She probably is a person that's just never going to stop talking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, probably has issues and they know they can't let her go. But I almost picked her up and let her I almost set her free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just being nice, just off my guard a little bit.
I'd have done the same thing that you did.
Yeah.
I would have walked right by her.
Yeah, cakes would.
I know cakes would.
I would eat up the food.
No, but she's begging.
I understand. Like, I'm kind of doing a bit.
Like, she was so desperate.
Right.
But then when you're not in that environment,
you're vulnerable.
You don't realize, though, that they see that all the time, every day. And she's not desperate.
Yeah.
But she just, in them, you know, feels that way because maybe she's probably got some issues.
She saw Mark try to take her down.
She saw Mark, and I almost fell for it.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Mike Valenti from the Mike Valenti Show with Rico on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. We'll break down Lions Commanders with him next. Time to head to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Mike Valenti from the Mike Valenti Show with Rico on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Mike, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate the time.
Anytime, guys. How's everybody doing?
We are doing well, man. We're getting ready for this Lions Commanders game, as I'm sure you were doing the same in Detroit. I was a little surprised that this is the hottest ticket amongst all of the divisional games. You can't get into Ford Field for under $400 at this point. We've talked to a few Commanders fans who are paying well into four figures to make the trip to Detroit. There were lots of Commanders fans in the stands in Tampa last week. There'll be some in Detroit, but I'm guessing it's going to be an overwhelming home field advantage for the Lions on Saturday night.
Yeah, and look, guys, candidly, I think because your organization has done such a wonderful job of getting this thing on footing and getting rid of a lousy owner and getting real management and getting a unicorn in Jaden Daniels, you're going to have the same thing. You will host playoff games, and no one's getting into your stadium. Because the fan base, look, both these fan bases have been completely starved for anything.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, you're talking about Lions fans. This is a 70-year odyssey. So they travel, they protect their house. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I don't know what the comparative is. It would be if the Cleveland Browns actually got good. That's what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sure we'll break down the matchup with you and get your takes on it. And it goes without saying, I think the talent you guys have is, you know, better. You guys have overall better talent. You guys have been, you know, spectacular the last couple of years. I do think with Jaden here that Washington has a chance, certainly gives them a realistic chance for sure, especially make a few stops.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I'm glad you said it because I'm catching hell out here because I've told people, you're high on your own supply. The minute you don't respect opponents, you're going to get popped. And I go, this team's nothing to play with.
Well, that's
I think the Commanders are a year behind the Lions, but they're very similar. The aggressive fourth down approach, the unicorn quarterback. Lions fans think they're going to win every game by 60, guys, and I can't fix them.
That's what I wanted to touch on. You brought up exactly what I was going to get to, is that the expectations are super high for this team, and deservedly so. You guys, your team, Detroit, you guys deserve it. You worked hard for it. But that pressure builds. right? Especially when you've got that long history. And I'm kind of banking on that. I'm kind of a diehard Skins fan. These other guys aren't. They want them to win so we get bonuses, you know, bigger bonuses, more audience. but I'm a diehard fan. And so I'm kind of banking, but I'm realistic. Like, you guys talent, you out talent us, but the pressure is going to be so great that I'm hoping if we get going a little bit, force a punt or two, score the first couple of drives, next thing you know, they're really feeling the weight of the city and of their past success. Is that a possibility?
Yes, 100%. Listen, let's look at it a different way. And this is something, not to be shameless, but like, I do a sports betting podcast to take it. I've talked to you guys about it before. Like, we're going to talk about this in the handicap of the game. So what the Commanders have that's the great equalizer to me is volatility. Like, the reason people like game managers is you build a floor. This guy will not launch my team into the sun and will be okay. Well, the other end of the spectrum is like young Josh Allen. He's going to be Terminator on one play, and then he's going to be Will Levis on the next. The volatility is what gives you a real shot in that Jaden breaks the best laid plans. Hey, we're going to blitz. Great, he's out the back door. Hey, we're going to spy you. Cool. I'll just thread one right over him. Like, the volatility of A, that type of quarterback, B, the aggressiveness. Look, we all watch too much football, right? Football games, everything is white noise except about a half a dozen plays. Is that fair? Half a dozen plays can reside on fourth down. If you manage to stop the Lions a couple times on a fourth down and convert yours, is that worth 7 points? Yes. If Jaden can be 2002 Mike Vick at Lambeau or 2012 Kaepernick at Lambeau, guys, you absolutely have the ability to win this game. Look, go to last year's divisional round. Everybody and their mother went, oh, the Niners are going to bomb the pack. They were 10.5-point favorites. There's no way this young quarterback, Jordan Love's going in here. Cutscene. It came down to basically the last play of the game. And look, my biggest fear for the Commanders would be line of scrimmage, Lions rushing attack versus a Washington team. And albeit, look, you've been banged up. You're not great against the run. If you don't force Jared Goff to throw this thing 35 or 40 times, you will be in a world of trouble, because then you'll lose the TOP battle that you want to play. Your best defense is going to be keeping Jaden and that offense on the field and some 8-minute drives.
Mm-hmm. Mike, is a mobile quarterback the kryptonite for this hobbled Detroit defense that suffered a lot of personnel losses? You know, we saw Kyler Murray to some extent get there. Josh Allen scored twice against them. I know Anthony Richardson, who's not very good at passing, but he can gain some yards on the ground. He went for 10 and 61 against this defense.
Yeah, look, they're bottom five in the league in total yardage given up on the ground to quarterbacks. They're bottom three in the league, I believe, in yards per carry at 6.2. I'm not trying to nerd out and like hemorrhage audience for you guys. I'm just trying to do some stuff. But like,
we get it.
No, the Lions aren't good at it, and it's always been a bugaboo. And when you look at, they're down six starters who started the year. Look, if the Commanders had a little bit better of an offensive line, I'd say, look, you'll dominate the line of scrimmage. Aaron Glenn is going to load the box. I will be stunned if they don't just try to heat up Jaden, take away the running game, and overwhelm. I mean, that's their only way out. You saw it against the Vikings. That's the only card Aaron Glenn can play, because they're just down so many people. I think the other thing, too, is get out on the edge. And then, look, you do have, by metrics, the best 50-50 wide receiver in the NFL in Scary Terry. So, look, there's pathways here, but it's going to have to be that half dozen signature moments, these plays that just flip a game. And it goes without saying, no turnovers and no field goals. Zane Gonzalez is lovely. I don't want to see him if I'm a Commander fan. Like, you're going to have to live in the uncomfortable. And if it's 4th and 6 and you're at the 43 positive territory, no, you can't punt that football.
So
you got to go for it.
So, Mike,
you can't give this football back.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, we've been saying that all week. Mike, just kind of based on what you've said and how you've answered the last few questions, do you like Washington plus the 9.5 or 10?
You know, here's the hard part. This season, big favorites have been winning. And look, you even saw it last week. Buffalo bombed Denver. The Ravens covered as well. I'm just old school about it. I mean, I'm 44. The idea of laying 10 points in a playoff game is blasphemous. Mm-hmm. I think if I did anything in this game, I'd probably kick back, relax, and root for points and go over 55.5 if you wanted me to be candid. But I lean Washington because I do think there's a pathway there. And I do question whether the Lions are truly going to be able to get stops. The problem is, look, I think the world of Jaden. And I was lucky enough, I do a boys trip to a college football game every year. And last year was Baton Rouge, and it was LSU, and getting to see him live. And I'm like, as a Giants fan, I'm like, oh, dear God, please lose more games. I want this. But Tommy Cutlet screwed that up. So, look, he's still a rookie. That's my one fear. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, that ride that's been so good, you just get broadsided. So I do worry about that. But he's so cool under pressure. He's come up so big in so many tight spots. I lean that way. I do, fellas. I Lion fans get upset at me. Oh, you're a hater. No, I'm not a hater. I'm an adult. I'm not picking you to win.
You're a rational thinking human, right?
right.
Hey, let me ask you this.
We deal with the same thing here.
One of the key pickups for Washington, we thought before the trade deadline, was trading for Marshawn Lattimore. And he's only played in, I don't know how many games he played in,
three games.
Now, two of those games he had to face A.J. Brown and Mike Evans, all right? A.J. Brown and Mike Evans kind of torched him. So I'm not sure if that's because Lattimore is just a little rusty or if his hamstrings still bother him, whatever. But they picked him up for this reason. But what challenges does a guy like Marshawn Lattimore face now? Because you've got two legit receivers, not just one.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think this is what makes Ben Johnson's offense so difficult is the pre-snap candy, not only in identifying coverages, but they set up Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams for success is that a lot of times they'll bury Amon-Ra on a bunch or they'll move J-Mo, jet motion, pre-snap. You can't jam them. You can't really get your hands on them. And it's already an unfair league for defenders. You can't cover anybody. They won't let you.
Right.
So I don't think any one corner can stop the Lions. I think your biggest thing has to be if you blitz Goff, if you don't get home, you're dead. Because Goff against the blitz, he can be had. He can get skittish. His footwork will fall apart. You can get him. But you see it anytime he plays, for instance, Brian Flores and the Vikings. He shreds them because, look, sometimes coverage is the best answer. Goff ain't going anywhere. I mean, sure, if he gets out the back door and grabs 6 yards, I mean, that's like 60 for a guy like Daniels. I think it's really about your front seven being active, hands up, and just getting him off his spot, getting him to move. The rules, and in no way am I comping him to this quarterback ability-wise, but the rules in facing him are the exact same. It's Tom Brady. If you could just get Brady to move his feet, move him off that spot, make him hold it a half a second more, the numbers come way down. But if you let Goff operate on time, it doesn't matter if you have Marshawn Lattimore, Jalen Ramsey, Sauce Gardner. It doesn't matter because the way they operate, everything's timing. And it just, to me, sometimes it's better cloud the picture. Make them hold it. And you're going to have to tip a few balls. You're going to have to make bleep happen. It's not about Lattimore. Right. It's going to be about what can you do when that ball's in the air.
Mike, we appreciate the time, man. I know it's going to be a busy weekend, a fun weekend for you covering Lions, Commanders. As the Commanders roll in town for the 8:00 kick. Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank
guys.
You, Mike.
Thank you, buddy.
That's Mike Valenti from the Mike Valenti
He's
Show
good.
With Rico. He's on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. He's a little bit scared of Jaden Daniels.
He's a realist.
Yeah.
He's not just a blind homer.
Right.
I like the position. Listen, I'd rather.
Well, he says he's a Giants fan, so he's even a Lions fan.
He's being objective.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather be 15-2, you know, but 13-5 ain't bad.
No, it's amazing. No.
What are they?
13-5.
I know we
Commanders.
Are.
The Lions are 15-2.
They're 15-2 with all their games they played.
Yeah, because they had a bye.
Yeah, they had a bye.
Right.
Yeah.
One less.
So it's really not that different.
It's a few games different.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
When you actually, like, I've been thinking of it like they're 15-2, and in the back of my brain, I'm kind of like thinking like we're like a 9-win team.
Right.
Oh, wait a second. We actually won 13.
13
double digit wins by a lot.
We're actually only 2 wins better. Yep. Why? You know what? It is disrespectful.
What, the number?
You asked that yesterday. It's not like we're a 9-win wild card team.
Vote at Junk's Radio.
Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm starting to feel disrespected.
By the way, Big Keith, ex-Navy, to answer your question.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.